Let me ask this. Have you performed in Buffalo before?
I have not.
So what's your expectation coming to Buffalo and performing in Buffalo?
I don't know. I'm very excited. I actually went to school upstate, so I know the Ithaca audience level, and everyone's very, very excited for new theater and for challenging theater. So I'm hoping it's the same way. It's always exciting to have an audience that's very responsive and very, you know, open to challenging theater, which this show is. Tonight, I mean, was a very clear example of a very responsive audience, so I'm very excited for that. Everyone was so excited the second they started playing the B-roll, so.
Yeah. How do you like the theater?
Oh, it's beautiful. That ceiling is gorgeous. Yeah, and it's huge. It's a beautiful theater.
Can you talk about your journey to where you are now, right in Buffalo?
Sure. I have had, like all journeys, very, you know, unique and interesting one. I almost didn't pursue theater. I was a senior in high school. I was auditioning for a bunch of musical theater programs. I ended up not getting into, I got into one out of the eight that I auditioned for. My dad, being the supporting, loving dad he is, found Miss Saigon, a website pertaining to that show, and found an email, didn't know whose email it belonged to, emailed it and was like, my daughter is a great performer. She loves this business. She would love, if you guys are auditioning, she would love to be seen if possible. That was about 3-4 years ago. And next year later, they asked for my headshot and resume. So I sent it, didn't really think anything would come of it. A couple months passed, and Tara Rubin Casting Agency from New York reached out, and they were like, we have an appointment for you. January 26th, I think 2016 was it? And so that's when my journey from being a college student and, you know, almost not pursuing this because I was changing my major to communications and thinking that I was going to go that route. But, yeah, and then I had this audition, and I was back and forth 10 times from Ithaca to New York. And in August of the following year, I booked Saigon, and it was, yeah, whole life changed.
So you've been performing this show for how many years now?
We ran for about a year in New York City. So I was with it for the whole duration of that run. Performing as Kim in Miss Saigon it's a whole roller coaster of emotions. You know, it starts off with this young girl at 17 in the middle of a war. She's shoved into adulthood so fast, instantly. One day she wakes up and her family is, you know, she's been destructed and her country is falling apart, and she has to grow up and be a woman. The show revolves around her journey and showing how fast she is able to grow up and the kind of woman she does grow into, which is, you know, a woman with no limit to her strength and absolutely no boundaries to her love. She has a child so young, and she gives everything for him. She will sacrifice anything for this child. It's very challenging. It's a very challenging role to get into. Me being 20, you know, I started my Saigon journey when I was 17. My first audition was when I was 17. And trying to develop that character and trying to achieve and give the writers and the character justice, because this show is based off of, you know, a true event. So it was challenging to think of myself going through what she was, having a child, being a mother, being in love. I'm lucky enough to have been in love, but having that love ripped apart in such a tragic way, I'm very fortunate not to have had to deal with that. So it's a very challenging role to play and very rewarding as well.
Let me ask this, what's one of your favorite pieces to perform from?
From Miss Saigon?
Miss Saigon, yeah.
I actually love Movie in My Mind. The music behind it is stunning, and it's the first look at what this girl is feeling. You go through the first couple minutes of the show, you see her, and the first words she says are not too soon before. So the movie In My Mind, that song is really her expressing what she's feeling and saying what she's feeling for the first time in 15 minutes where she's been silenced. It's a great build, and that song just, it opens her up a lot. You get to understand her character.